Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
Yeah, we are back with the next episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk, and today we have again a very interesting guest, well known maybe also for the German audience, based on your history with Germany. We have Tamás Zedlmayr, so I hope I pronounced it right, in the call meeting today. So welcome, Tamás, and welcome to the podcast. Maybe you can give us a little introduction before we start with the with all the interesting topics here of yourself.
Yes, hi everybody. Thank you for the introduction. You said it right. You said it like a real German. my name is German. So of course we say it in Hungary a little bit different, but you said it perfectly right. Yes, so I'm a water polo player for a long time now. Right now I am playing in Budapest, in my hometown, in Szemeres OSC team. And I'm a right-handed player, but I also play on the right side. Right now, more or less, that's the present, and that's what I can say right now about myself. Maybe if you ask some question, I will be more
absolutely
detailed.
Absolutely. So we will go in some more detail about the next couple of minutes for sure. So we were recording a podcast today. So are you really familiar with the podcast? Do you hear any podcast on yourself or any connection points with these maybe not so new format, but for most of the people are not so familiar maybe?
I know if that's the question what a podcast is. Yes, yeah, I have listened to a couple of them in the past years, so yeah, I'm familiar with it.
When we start really at the very beginning of a career of a water polo player, how do you come in touch with water polo at the very beginning of your early days in water polo? So I could imagine maybe based on the country as Hungary, which is more water polo related maybe than Germany, based on the history. So how was it to grow up in a city like Budapest or in a country like Hungary and coming in touch with the water polo at the first time?
Yes, maybe we can say that Hungary in water polo is it's a well-known game. Well, my first meet with the pool, let's say like this, was at the age of 3. That's when it happened that my parents brought me down to the pool for the first time. And I can say that it was love at the first sight, because since that moment, I think it was clear that I will do some sports in the water. I think as every water polo player, I started also with swimming at the club. It's called BVSC. I was born in Budapest, so I'm talking about a Budapest based team. And I was there. I started to swim there, yes, for 2 or 3 years, if I remember correctly. And at the age of 7 or 8, I don't know exactly, but it was around the time when I started the primary school. They asked me if I want to join the water polo team, let's say like this, because I'm not saying that, it was already a water polo training because it was just the basics, but we were try or not we the coaches were trying to do and prepare the players to play water polo and not just swimming. So this is how the things happened back then, and I spent, I think, more than 8 years, 9 years there. Yes, in Bévercé, and then I moved to UVS for 4 years, and in my last year when I was there at the age of 17. Sorry, maybe 17 or 18. It was a long time ago, so I'm not my memory is not so sharp right now, but these details. But I think at the end, at the age of 17, 18, I got my first contract from a professional team, an adult professional team, Wasash. It was the team of Wasash. And my last youth year was how can I say this? Like a half contract. I was still a youth player. I needed to play in the youth championship, but I had my trainings and the adult games with Wasash. So that's how my first adult and the last youth years or year happened. And from that year I was officially an adult professional player. And yes, I had many teams since then. I also played 2 years abroad. From these 2 years I spent 1 year in Berlin, in Spandau 2 years ago, and the other year was in Trieste last year, and this year I came back to Hungary, and right now I'm also playing home, right?
Coming back to the basics,
To
to
the
the roots.
basics, exactly.
Yeah, so when you say you have your first contract around about at the age of 17, 18, do you can still remember what was this kind of feelings when you get the first contract of a professional water polo player contract team for a young athlete like you? Was it special or any special memories on this special event?
Of course, it was really special because I still remember it was a world championships, I think, for under 90 or under 19 or under 20 or something like this, in Hungary, in Szombathely, close to the Austrian border. And I knew, or it was not just me who knew that some of the professional teams coaches came to visit this game and were there to watch that, if somebody is good enough there to pick them and to call them to their team. And it happened to me also, even though I was 17, as I told you, so I was playing with the older ones. So this happened to me also, and Vasas, the coach of Vasas back then was Földi László, and he came also to me, and beside me, I think, to three or four of my teammates. And asked us that I have this I'm the coach of Wasash, and I would like to give you guys an offer to play for us for the next season. and start your professional career at Wasash. And I think all four players took the opportunity, and we went there to have our first professional season.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, sounds like so many special memories about
yes.
this time frame then. Regarding the, so we already raised the point regarding the importance of water polo in a country like Hungary. Are there any special persons, special players, coaches, whatever in the past where you say, okay, these are not saying idols, but people I would like to play with or like to play like they play in the past during your early days as a young athlete?
Are we talking about coaches or players who I want?
Players.
Players.
Maybe we start with players. Yeah, coaches, you're not already a coach. Yeah, so maybe then it's better to start with the players.
Yeah, okay. I cannot say that I had this kind of image in my head that, you know, I want to play with this player or that player in my career. I had, of course, many idols who I admired, and I loved to watch them play. But to be honest, it was never in my mind that you know, I want to be one day together with them at the pool. To be honest, it's an interesting question what you asked. I never really thought about this before, but yeah, this is the answer. I never really imagined to as I said, to I want to play with this or that player for sure in my career. But right now I am 30 years old, and I can say that most of the players who were my idols back then, I had the opportunity, and I was lucky enough to play with them, most of them. So
okay.
It happened, even though I was not thinking about it. So yes.
Okay. Yeah. So even play with them, or maybe also against them. You know? So
yes, of course, both.
That's in the other chance.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So you mentioned you coming or start your sport career coming from the swimming part is really something which is the case for most of the successful water polo players somewhere around the world. Do you also think that it's really a benefit where you can benefit also today from the education and from the style of swimming, effective swimming style, also in the later days of your career? Yeah, so
well,
everybody told me that it's so important to learn it once correctly, then you have to benefit your whole career more or less.
Yes, exactly. That's 100% right. I still feel, and probably I will feel this benefit as long as I'm an active player and I will play. That's absolutely right what you're saying. I was lucky enough that, as I said in BVSC, even though I started officially to play water polo, they were paying attention with the players that you know, the swimming part was really important, and we had at least one or two times a week just swimming sessions to master the swimming part, just the swimming part, because they knew back then that what you were saying, this is the most important part, because yes, most of the time you are swimming, and if your technique is not right, then you are losing and wasting a lot more energy than you have to. And you are taking that energy away from shooting and from the part when you get the ball in your hand. So yes, I was lucky enough that I had really good basics, and I still feel now the benefits.
So it's absolutely, it's 100% agreed then with all the other guys and here in the podcast that it goes in the same direction each way, each
yes.
time.
But, sorry, just to this topic. Yeah. I don't know if anybody had mentioned it or if you had a Hungarian player in the podcast before, but I know a story about Benedek Tibor that before the Olympics in Beijing, he was not satisfied with his swimming technique, and I don't know exactly how old was he before the Olympics in 2008, but it's a well known thing between the Hungarian players that he took just by himself swimming lessons at that age. I think he was over 30 at that time,
mm-hmm.
or maybe close to 30, but something like this. And it's an amazing thing. So you can say that you know, the basics are really important, and if you don't have it, you are in trouble. But Benedek Tibor, in many other cases, he's a really good example that most of the time it's just about, you know, dedicating yourself and trying to bring out the best from you. Doesn't matter the age. So I think I just wanted to share this this little detail because he's an example, but in another way.
Yeah, it's to be honest, a good example that you're also, let's say, open-minded and able to rethink, at
yes.
least also in the age of end of 20, early 30s, whatever, to make things different, yeah. So just to have really the chance to close maybe the gap you might have at
yeah.
this time, based on the things you mentioned, that you really lose the energy or 1-3% of your 100% then for shooting or whatever, yeah. So counter attack or what. When we think, not really in the club environment, but you already mentioned that you also played on an international basis, also world championship, all these international things. Are there any tournaments you have special memories on? So under 20, what kind of special memories you have really on? So the most important international tournaments from your point of view?
I could mention many of them, but if I have to highlight maybe just one, I will take the chance to highlight the one. It happened in 2012 under 18 World Championships, I think, in Perth. That was in my career the first time that in the youth national team in my young age, that was the first time we took a medal, and I was part of the Hungarian team. That we took a medal from that from the events where I participated. That was the first success in my international career, let's
mm-hmm.
say like this. It was a silver medal, and it was a really emotional part of my career. I really liked, I really enjoyed every moment of it. It was really special to travel to the other side of the world, and we played really good. We had an amazing team. From that team, many of the players, at least two, yes, for sure, or maybe more. But Jancsik Szilárd and Manherz Krisztián are right now playing in the adult national team of Hungary. Yes, maybe that this is the one I wanted to highlight because of the reason I shared with you.
Okay. Yeah. So, and maybe then when we are talking about highlights, it's also an international highlight, maybe. So, are there any club success stories from your point of view you can imagine?
Yes, of course. I think everybody else in my position would mention and would highlight the fact that they won the Champions League title. I had this luck in my life, but it's of course it's not luck. It was a lot of dedicated hard work and focus and sacrifice that I could that I can say right now that I had the chance to win the Champions League title with Ferencváros in 2019. So that's the I would say the highest ranking medal in my career, in my club career, what I admire the most and I'm the most proud of. And also it includes the fact that we won the final against Olympiacos with penalties. I was one of the penalty shooters from our side, and I was successful and I scored. So yes, it's a really of course in another way, but it's also another really emotional memory. And it's also more successful because we got the gold medal, not the silver. So yeah, that's the I don't know, the one of the highest points in my club career for sure.
Yeah, so which were the final eight 2019 in Hanover, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, yeah, so maybe then at least I was also on the pool, but really not knowing that we are talking about so many years later in the podcast. So
Yes. Nobody
small,
knew it.
yeah, small world.
Yeah, exactly.
Regarding also, I have the question or the conversation about this topic also with the other guys coming from Hungary regarding the some kind of pressure for Hungarian players to wear the Hungarian cup, yeah, or the cap. Is it also a pressure for you, or is it also a privilege for you? And so, because from outside, somebody from Germany or other countries would say, okay, maybe this is some kind of pressure for the player wearing these Hungarian national team club caps. But other Hungarian players told me already that it's not really only pressure because it's also a privilege to wear the cap. Yeah, so it's the pressure is normal. Yeah, so when you play a tournament or national team tournament or whatever, so the pressure is normal as for any other nation also. But it's also on the other hand a privilege to wear the cap of Hungary then.
Yes, I can agree 100% with both sides, the pressure and the privilege also. Of course, it's a pressure because Hungary is the most successful water polo nation, I think. So if you have the chance to represent your country, in this case Hungary, in our world championships, in the Olympics, in European championships, or anywhere else, it doesn't matter, I think, the age, but the fact that you are wearing the national flag on your cap and on your swimsuit, it is always a pressure because I think not just the player expects every player who has the chance to be there expects from himself that you know, they need to bring the best possible so the highest the gold medal at home, but also the whole nation expects the same from them. So that's why it's the pressure side. The privilege is privilege, of course, because I don't think I need to go into the details why it's a privilege just by itself to be in the Hungarian national team.
Mm-hmm.
as a water polo player, but also we can say that it's a small nation what we have in Hungary, and also even though we are the most successful nation and we have relatively big amount of kids and players who want to be water polo players, I don't know, compared to any other nations, the population is bigger, so that's why they have mathematically a bigger number of the human beings they can choose from. You know, within this smaller amount of people, it's a privilege that you were chosen into the national team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's other countries maybe have some more people or kids, yeah, which is, as you mentioned, available.
Yes.
Per se, but it's, yeah, not really then the best recipe or given thing that all the people or all the more people, more kids are really then plus on the way to be successful for water polo nation. So we have so many kids in Germany. So maybe at the moment Germany is not so successful, to be honest, but we have to rebuild then the base, and hopefully then somewhere in the future we have also a little bit more success than again, like in the past. Are there any special advice or experience from your coaches in the past during all the years playing in the clubs internationally or for the national team, any specific advice where you say, okay, this is an advice which was very important for you personally, for your progress and process or your development, either as a player or as a human, yeah? So are there any special things where you say, okay, this was really important for me, for my career? So many advices in the past.
Yes, exactly. That was running through my mind because I got a lot of advices and good things and bad things also. But from the bad things, I could learn, of course. Mm-hmm. At that moment when I was experiencing it or having trouble with it, it was not so good. But after time went by, I could say right now that even the bad things could had the good effects on me, what shaped me as I am right now. So I am not able, I cannot highlight one thing from a coach or from one coach in my career. I would say I would add up all the things, as I said, the good things and the bad things, and that's how it happened that I am here right now, and I'm still playing, and I achieved the thing what I achieved, and had the chances to play in the teams where I played, and I'm still doing it. I still have ambitions, so yes, I'm really grateful for all the coaches in my life who shaped me and taught me things,
Yeah, but I think this is really also some good advice then, yeah, for young athletes, really to get most of your negative experiences, maybe, yeah. So because from loss of the game or loss of a, I don't know, gold medal match, silver medal match, it's hard at the moment to lose the game, but also from these kind of negative things, you learn the most. Yeah,
exactly. So, exactly. Yes.
If I understand it correctly.
Maybe that's the good advice, that you know, the hard things, the losses.
Yeah.
The swimming sessions. The
yeah, swimming sessions are really popular. Yeah.
Exactly.
All over the world.
you have the pain at the moment when it's when these things are happening, but it will go away. And try to live every time in the moment, and try to focus on the good things, and take from yourself in the future the good things, and which are good for you in those situations. And I know because I have been there, and I still experience this, that sometimes it's really hard to find the good things, or just one good thing in the bad situations, in the bad moments.
Yeah.
But there are always at least one thing which is good, and which you can rely on and try to put the focus on. And yeah, maybe that's the most important thing, to find these things.
Yeah. So basically, we have really able to find one, two, three advices then for all the listeners here. So it's every time the same. So when somebody's talking or thinking about this during the conversation, it's we are finding one or two things each time.
It's ended up, yes.
So when you're talking about your let's say club career or also your journeys to other countries, you mentioned that you're really starting playing in Hungary, then get the first contract in Hungary, then for a short period of time going to Germany, playing in Germany or in Berlin, then in Italy.